Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Now, here's Matt Mahanine, Paige, and Fatboy. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rocks.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks!
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Was it a fashion statement? Or was it something else?
My mullet or the little hat? The boat, what was it you said? Hair bow.
Uh-huh.
Because I made the gummy bear joke. Mm-hmm. That was Haribo, or whatever how you say it.
Haribo.
Is that it? Sanrio Surprise.
They make the best gummies. I agree with Fatboy on that.
Gummies are delicious. I highly recommend them.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about the person in question. 38-year-old Jessica Krupp, she got pulled over last month in northern Arkansas for an expired registration. Not only that, she didn't have insurance. And she was driving on a suspended license.
Man.
So she kept pleading with the cop to tow her car, but it turned out that it was the least of her worries. Because while the cops were talking to her, they noticed a small white bow in her hair. It wasn't really a white bow at all.
Oh, it was a packet of methamphetamines.
Bingo. Nailed it.
I tell you, I watch more live PD than I let on.
Then you know too much.
Rewind is the best because it doesn't ever stall. It's like the highlights.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just like, oh, wait, we got to go here and there's nothing going on here. Like, it's just the highlights, live PD rewind.
Yep. Do you lose faith in humanity when you watch?
No, it teaches me how to dodge the law. No, yeah. it teaches me what to look for, Paige.
I see.
I'm like, why do they keep touching the back of the car?
Uh-huh.
And they explained it on their one-time stick. Said it's to put their DNA on there.
Yeah.
Caring citizen. I get it.
Yeah.
All right, so there was a pink rubber band around the middle of this bow that kind of gave it a bow shape, and it was attached to a bobby pin, and then she just slid it into her hair all fancy, you know.
Wow. That looks like the meme you shared, Jimmy, earlier today.
What, the one of you?
No. Oh, you're already sharing them, huh? No, the one with the guy that put the blunt behind his ear and made it look like it was attached to his glasses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He lost his blunt and he pulled over looking for it and stuck behind his ear.
Dang it.
God.
Hey, when that happens.
Like, let me ask you a question. When I watch live PD and all this stuff, and I hear about it certainly on headlines on this show, where people will put in their orifice a baggie of drugs.
Yes. Ooh.
How long would it stay in there before it would secrete into the body?
Ooh.
Like the breakdown of?
Imagine.
I don't know. It probably depends on what's in it.
Let's say it's meth in your butthole.
I have no idea.
Go ahead.
If you don't use like enough Vaseline, it'll bust.
Don't you laugh. It's going to be your punishment if you lose, Paige.
Oh, my God.
I think that's the thing you really don't want is the bag to bust inside you. Then you got to take it off.
Well, I just mean the breakdown of acid and things.
Oh, gosh.
Fluids, that it would break down the plastic and that eventually, you know, it would go in.
It would lead to some trouble.
You would die.
Yeah.
Well, old Jessica, she claimed that she didn't know what it was and that it belonged, someone else put it up there in her hair.
Well, is she Log Dog? She got stuff in her hair she don't know? Some dice and a condom?
But she also had multiple bags of meth in her purse.
Oh, my gosh.
Along with...
Good Lord.
A THC vape pen and another pen loaded with THC and meth. I don't know how you do that. I don't know.
My God.
My goodness.
That's probably the ones that are messing with people.
Yeah.
Probably.
The ones with meth in them. Who knew you? Did you know that was the thing, Jim? You can vape meth?
Man, I've heard about that. I've heard about DMT vape cartridges, which seems like a fantasy too good to be true.
No.
That's not good at all.
Real life is too weird.
It is. Who would think?
You know how big clouds, you know, people get sometimes at comps?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to see an elephant with, like, nine arms.
That's true. You don't want that.
Sitting there like they're doing yoga or something. Yeah. Whatever the people see. Oh, God.
Well.
Gives me acid flashbacks from the Hootie concert.
Big mod,
don't
bro.
Don't need that. Could go crazy for flashbacks. All right, so Jessica Krob is facing charges for possession of meth with intent to deliver, possession of drug paraphernalia, driving on a suspended license, and driving without insurance. There you go.
Wow.
Which one do you want, lady? Got several charges.
Another thing that I was thinking about, too, is I saw this yesterday. I went to the post office. There was a lady there that had long fingernails. And when I say long, I don't mean the kind where they loop under. But they were how far is this, Jimmy, from my finger?
About 2.5 inches.
About yay long was her fingernails.
Wow.
And she was trying to put in her debit card code into the thing.
Can't
and
do that.
She couldn't do it. Like, she had to, like, do it with, like, the first knuckle of the fingers. And I'm like, that's going to come to a point where that's going to be a distraction in driving. Too long a damn fingernails.
Oh, yeah. I don't see how you go to the bathroom with those things.
No, your butt probably looks like Freddy Krueger got a hold of.
Yeah.
She wasn't the girl from a Guinness World Record.
Guinness.
With the fingernails.
Yes, Guinness, yes.
Hmm. All right. So, did you know after the Joker movie came out, there's suddenly a demand for Joker porn? Why, I don't. I mean, come on.
When is it? I mean, there's always been that.
Really?
Not Joker? Necessarily like Harley Quinn and.
Oh, yeah. Fan fiction's been going on since the internet got to be big. It's been everywhere.
China, rest in peace, the WWE Hall of Famer, when she had her rough days with drugs and stuff, she played She-Hulk in a porn. Like, she was green. She was in green face.
She was
in green body.
She was painted green from head to toe, blanking on film.
Well, Pornhub,
wow.
They're saying they got a massive spike in searches over the weekend, and there were more than 741,000 searches for the word Joker and also Joker and clown-related porn.
Oh, maybe they were just looking for Joe Gatto porn. Who knows? There's another reference.
Might have been. Just some myrrh.
Like, look, there's Randy Spears playing Joker. Before he started going to church.
Oh, yeah, man. All the superhero stuff's big. Yeah. You can find all of them.
One of the first porns I watched was the A-Team. It was an A-Team parody with Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
And they called it, he was Mr. P.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was, and that was, dude, that was like, had to have been like early 90s. Well, maybe late 80s.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to find the specific title.
There's a great one based on the God of Thunder, but it ain't called Thor.
Called
whore.
Oh, it's a great in this moment.
You see the gay team? That was a good one.
No.
That's one of my favorites. Yeah, yeah, those have been going on since
Hannibal Speculum.
The Playmate of the Apes.
Oh, yeah.
Lord of the G Strings.
Oh, goodness.
Man, there's a bunch of them like that. I just had another one that slipped my mind. It was on the tip of my tongue. Now it's gone.
Is it? Now, I don't know this. Are there horror porn parodies?
Like, oh, yeah.
Jason Mask and.
Yeah.
Golly, how you get a girl by the hips with Freddy gloves on?
Oh, boy.
Poor
Some
thing.
Girls would like that. They're
Anything you can think is a genre at this point.
It's just, you know,
it's your Righteous Gemstones porn parodies. No, not yet.
Not yet. Wait on that.
There was Fat Boy'd read the spoilers and
it.
Tell me.
Look at this. Here's a guy called The Butcher wearing a Jason mask.
Oh my God.
Yeah, man. There's a bunch of like ghost ones and stuff where people hook up with ghostesses.
Hmm.
Oh, man.
Is zombie doing things to a man?
Well, you know what they say in the month of October when you yawn. Mm-hmm. You know.
Oh, boy. All right. More about movies.
It's true.
John Wick is getting a spinoff.
Oh, they said spleen for a minute.
Well, a spinoff about a female assassin. So it's not clear if Keanu Reeves will be working in this one. But it's called Ballerina. And it's about a young female assassin who wants revenge against the people who killed her family. So I don't know the treatment, if it's, you know, obviously a ballerina or what happens with that. But Lionsgate is going to be producing this film.
I have not seen any of those. I should sit down and watch them, right? Because I hear people say they're really, really good. Like, what is the plot of it?
Everybody dies, right?
Well, the first one is...
spoiler alert.
They killed his dog, and he kills a lot of people.
Oh, okay.
So that's the meme I always see. You know, I did this because you killed my effing dog.
But he's an assassin. So, after the first one, he's running from people. It's really good. I saw him kill 35 guys at once. They took turns, but he still killed them all.
Every one of those movies is like that movie Shoot 'Em Up, which was a great movie like 10 years ago. It was an awesome movie where he eats carrots and shoots everybody.
That's his greatest character.
Should I start with number one or just go with the current number three?
No, there's a story. You got to start with
one. Yeah, you got to figure out the relationship with the wife and the dog and why he's the way he is.
Well, see, Ian McShane's in it. He's awesome.
Love Ian McShane. Love Swearingen.
Yes.
Jonathan.
So Len Wiseman, who did the first two Underworld movies and also Live Free or Die Hard.
That's a porn parody as well.
Yeah, so he'll be doing that. Might come out like in 2021.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You ever watch Grand Theft Auto Erotica? It's a real thing where the people look like they're Grand Theft Auto characters.
Oh, never, seen that man, one? Never.
Franklin?
Anything you can think of exists, though. I remember being
Flintstones.
Like a teenager, and they were like Homer and Marge Simpson cartoons of them having sex and stuff.
Dude, Married with Children.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is an old one, too, because it's all granny looking.
Yeah.
Granny, not granny. Debbie Does Dallas was a parody. Was it?
It was Dallas, North Carolina. She's got two teeth.
No.
Well, let's talk about loneliness in America. Did you know that the average American eats 387 meals alone each year, and that's about one meal a day on average?
Who the hell eats two meals a day with other people?
Wow.
I rarely eat a meal with other people. I mean, two meals a day with somebody else, really?
Well, maybe you go out to lunch with people. That's very common.
Maybe you get off work at lunchtime.
Yeah.
Go home at lunch.
Like, there's nothing worse than sitting in the parking lot waiting for them to flip over the boards.
I know. I just go into the house.
And then they're like, oh, we're one of those 11 o'clock people. It's like, my Lord.
It's
supposed
lunchtime.
To be 10:30. Yeah. Like, what do you do?
The flight.
The average person, I'm shocked the average person eats two meals a day with other people.
I mean, it really is. Breakfast, usually in here. I mean, I don't count. You know, I guess y'all are in here when I'm eating handfuls of bananas and almonds.
Yeah.
But then lunch is always by myself. And then dinner is...
Always? Come on. You guys don't go out to lunch anymore?
Not anymore.
Oh, well,
we're here at meetings and stuff.
I see. Well, two-thirds of us feel like we're not really eating alone as long as we've got our phone with us. You're not alone.
Wow.
You know, if you're sitting in a restaurant and you got your phone, you're not alone because you're actually communicating with someone. Even though you're not, you can't look at other people in the restaurant while you're alone because that's a weird thing to do.
That's what Michael Jackson was trying to tell us, Paige.
But what's wrong with eating alone, though? What's wrong with it?
You are not alone. You have your cellular phone.
No, you're not because you can
with
communicate.
Alternate lyrics.
You can look down and be distracted where you're not just staring out into space.
I think if you're eating with other people, you'll make better choices about what you eat. And you won't just, like, you know, suck it down like a hog.
You just went with a W on it.
I did.
It's hard for me not to.
It is.
Like, as you tune the other people out, you just see the food.
Yeah, you're just eating.
Like, but if you eat slow, and especially when you're eating good food and you enjoy it, you'll fill up faster. I'm serious, man. Yeah. I used to do the thing where I cut the food in half and put it to the size, oh, take this home or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of times when I'm waiting on the to-go box, I'm sitting there and I'm starting digging into things.
I'm going to take a little bite.
But if you slowly eat, especially if you're eating with somebody and you talk or whatever, I fill up way faster and eat less.
Yeah, that's what happens.
And then I eat it on the way home.
Yeah.
As a snack.
Yeah.
All right.
That's how that goes.
Snack.
So the average American now eats as many meals alone with their phone as they do with a person that they know, right? And that's including your spouse or your children. So, I mean,
I know P1 in the military, and they have a meal together. His breakfast and their dinner, I think, is the way they do that together.
Okay.
Or his lunch and her dinner, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I remember going out to lunch and seeing a couple, they didn't speak to each other at all, like no words between each other.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my girlfriend who I was out with, and we were obviously loud and obnoxious, but I mean, they didn't speak the whole time. I mean, that's kind of a sad thing where you're just looking at your phone and not communicating.
Maybe they were mute.
I don't know. Maybe they're tired of each other.
Hey, you know, it's all right.
And 68% of the people out there look forward to eating alone. So maybe that's you can go to where you want to eat.
Maybe
eat
it was
whatever
that
you
thing
want,
where
not have to worry about being on a diet.
They couldn't decide where to go, and she's like, just go anywhere. And he says, okay, we'll go here. And then she's like,
I didn't want to go here.
Yeah, that's probably.
No, look, we'll go. No, it's fine. Yeah. You picked here. This is where we'll eat. I'll find something, I guess.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean. Feel. You don't need to. Like, this kind of stigmatizes eating by yourself and makes people who otherwise wouldn't think about it, they'll hear the story and be like, wow, I'm supposed to be sad that I'm eating by myself? No, just be happy that you are, I guess.
No.
Be happy that you're eating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I mean, it's worth it. You had to have both those ribs removed.
No, in my entire life, I rarely eat meals with other people. Like, since, you know, I was old enough to feed myself. Most of my eating's been done alone.
Yeah, like, the
people. It's not something to be sad about. It's just kind of how life is.
Yeah, you got to eat.
People are background, man. Like, why are they there? The food's the star of the show. That's what you focus on.
If it's good.
Yeah. I like to lick the burger when you get taste the meat.
Are you licking a burger?
Oh, yeah. Just before, you know, you kind of grab it, feel it. If it's warm, if it's too hot, that's what sucks. You get food that's too hot, and you got to sit there for 10 minutes. You can't eat.
Fatboy has foreplay with food.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Like, not using food and foreplay with his wife. He has foreplay with the food he's eating.
You can't just pick it up and eat it.
No.
Like, you feel it, and you smell it, and you're like, oh.
But when you go through the fast food drive-thrus, do you eat them continually going down the road, or do you save it in the bag, and then when you get home, you lay it out.
Oh, no, I eat it on the road. If it's not too hot. If it's too hot, you got to wait 10, 12 minutes.
Wow.
That's awful for you.
Hot food is not good. I don't know why people think that's a commodity. Like, you know.
Fresh and
could
hot?
You pull up, your chicken's cooking. Like, no. I've said before, just give me what you got. If it's old, that's fine.
Yeah, you don't want it too hot to eat is what you're saying.
Yeah.
And you don't plan to take it all the way to the house before you dig in.
He wants a room temperature plate when he gets fajitas.
Yeah.
Yes.
I gotcha. All right. Well, Rise Guys headline styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Paige, and there's your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you, Paige. It sounds like you burned the hell out of your mouth, the roof of your mouth or your tongue previously or something. Like, that's you're just, real tongue shy.
If it's real hot, you take a real, real small bite and you got to let it cool down. And
yeah.
You have to like bounce it on your tongue and kind of juggle it. It's just, it doesn't burn.
You do have sex with food. You put it on your tongue and bounce it.
You got to, so it's not too hot.
Taste everything that it.
Oh yeah, you've been juggling food in your mouth to keep from burning one spot on your tongue. Oh yeah, we've all been there.
I've spit a nugget at a hobo before because it's too hot.
All right, you stay away from the train tracks. We're going to take a break. More Rise Guys right after this. Good job, Paige. Well done.
Radio.com app makes your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the Radio.com app.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3
The Planet.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
Let's bring him back on. God, man, why am I so nervous? Why do I get nervous about this? I mean, if he cusses or something, then we can just dump out on it and hang on. Like,
yeah.
Or hang up. Well, why do I get so emotionally invested in this crap?
Why are you nervous?
And when I say crap, I don't mean crap. I just mean, like, you know, other people's drama. But this isn't going to be dramatic, right? This is going to be a nice situation where Kyle is going to call his ex-best friend who's now married to Kyle's ex-wife and now raising Kyle's son for the past 15 years because Kyle had problems with drugs, in and out of jail, and the most recent thing was he went to their house, laid on the horn outside in the middle of the night, ended up getting into a fight with Gene. That's the guy who's now, I don't want to say stepped in to take over his family, but, you know, whatever. And he just wants to call Gene and apologize for being a dickhead to him the past decade.
Yeah.
All right. And Kyle, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. I didn't mean to call you a dickhead. I just meant like, no, you know,
I deserve it.
Okay, dickhead. But former one.
Former, not now, but back then.
Those days are behind you.
Used to be.
We're going to dial this number. I know this is all you wanting to do this and all that, but are you sure you want to do it? Legally, I have to ask you this.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
We're going to dial the number. We won't say anything until, you know, the cat's out of the bag or whatever analogy you want to use, okay?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Why am I so nervous? Paige, explain this to me. Psychoanalyze me right now.
It is something that I would be nervous for. You know, because you never know how it's going to end.
No, there's always a chance it could just go off the rails.
Yeah.
Not to worry.
Shush!
Hello? Hey, Gene, it's Kyle.
Hello? Kyle? Yeah, no, yeah. I'm here.
Hey. How you doing?
Hey, man. Wait, can we just not start this up again, man? It's been years, and, you know, everything is cool except for you, so, like...
That's fair. I know, I don't want to start anything. I'm calling because I want to say something to you that I should have said years ago. And
all right. I mean, you know, this is kind of weird right now.
I know it's very weird, but I'm sorry. I want to say thank you for everything you've done for Beth and Bryson. And you really stepped up when I ran away, and you've done good, and I admire you, and I wish I was half the man that you are, and I just want to say thank you.
Okay, well, I mean, thanks, I guess, but, you know, this is still kind of weird. Is something up? Like, are you okay? I mean, you don't ever call without needing something. So what, do you need money? I mean, are you in trouble?
Or No. I don't need anything. I screwed up and you came along and you did good. And I just want to thank you now. It's time. And, it's been a long time, but it's time I said thank you, because I never have.
Well, I mean, dude, if you mean that, I mean, thanks. I mean, it means a lot to hear you say that, but I mean, are you sure you're okay? I mean, you get saved or something, or like, what's the deal?
No. I'm clean, but, it's just something that's been on my mind. I've been thinking about it a lot over the last year, and I just wanted to, you know, I've tried to call a lot, and I've dialed your number, and I didn't push the button for the call to go through.
And that's why we got on here to help him out. Good morning, Gene.
What's up, man?
Hey, Gene.
Yeah.
Gene, we're live on the radio right now. We're in Greenville, South Carolina.
Where Kyle is.
93.3 The Planet. It's the Rise Guys. And Kyle approached us. We do a segment on Tuesdays where you can call somebody out and either confess something to them or, you know, ream them a new one about something they're pissed off about or whatever. Yeah. And this is one of those rare things where, from the beginning, he said, I just want to call him and show some gratitude and tell him thank you.
Yeah,
and apologize.
He didn't even have to get saved to do it.
No, he's still going to hell, but regardless, like, he wanted to call and tell you that. That was, when you said that, though, I don't know if you heard me laugh or not, but when you said, what'd you do, get saved or something? this is really what's going down, and he just wanted to call you and say thanks and maybe, you know, apologize.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a surprise, I'll tell you that much, and it's kind of a lot to take in right now, to be honest, and, like, you know, I didn't really expect to hear from, you know, a dude who basically spent the greater part of this last decade trying to kick my ass. So, like, you know.
I'm sorry, man. You took great care of Beth and Bryson, and I really, that's all I wanted to say, and it feels silly that I had to use a radio show to help me do it, but it was the only way I was going to do it, and I thank you. Really, you... Thank you.
Well, I mean, I appreciate you, you know, calling me after this time, but it's still like, are you sick or something? Like, I mean, is there something going on with you? Like,
no, I'm fine.
Why does it take somebody being sick on their deathbed or getting saved to make
That's just usually what happens.
It's the only time we care.
Right. Well, yeah, I went to church Sunday and I've changed my life.
Well, it's usually something.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, you know, how do you feel about this, Gene, after all this time?
I mean, I'll be honest, like, it's a little out of the blue for me right now. And, you know, I mean, you know, there's a lot of water under the bridge with us, and it's not good. I mean, I do appreciate, you know, I do appreciate you coming on and, you know, telling me how you feel now. It just kind of takes a moment for me to process it, but, you know, it's like, I mean, I do appreciate it, and, you know,
yeah.
I'm just kind of, like, more concerned at this point, but, you know, it's just... just kind of a shocker.
Let me ask you this,
after
Gene.
All this time.
This is something I was thinking about earlier when we went into the first break. Should Kyle approach Beth and apologize too, or would you like to pass that on for him? Or, you know, because that's what, and I mean, hell, Kyle, you're here now too. I mean, is that part of the thing? Like, you take down the first wall, and eventually you'll talk to, you know, your ex-wife about this as well, or?
You know, baby steps, I guess. You know, we, you know, this was the big one, you know, talking to Gene,
yeah.
But, you know, I do owe Beth an apology. You know, we talk, occasionally for, money stuff and legal stuff,
yeah.
But yeah, I feel like a weight has been lifted now.
Right. And Gene, are you accepting of that?
There's still work to do.
Yeah, of course. Gene, go ahead and take it. I mean, how do you feel about this? Obviously, we caught you off guard and this and that, but how do you feel? You know, obviously, you said you appreciate him saying all that, but, you know, is there a path to take from here?
I mean, it hasn't been an easy path up till now. I mean, I don't know if, you know, we can ever be cool again, to be honest. I mean, after everything that went down, but like, I do appreciate, you know, you let me know how you feel now. And, you know, it's just kind of a shock for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after everything that kind of went down with us and like, I don't know. I need a moment to process, you know, you even calling me right now.
No.
And,
we got,
you know,
it, man.
I just, you know, I do appreciate it, though. I mean, I know it's not an easy thing to do, but, like, you know, it's like I kind of gave up on you
yeah.
in many respects. And, you know, for obvious reasons, you know, we didn't really want you around, to be honest. And, like, and you know, that's why I asked if, you know, you're okay and everything, because I do mm-hmm. still care about you. And it's, you know, I did before. It was just sad to see what happened to you. And like, we have a good life now. And,
Gene,
you know,
wants to really repair this. I can hear it, man. Yeah. I mean, you want to repair this. Cause not only, I mean, look at it this way. Kyle, not only, you know, wasn't there with his son. I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but you wasn't there for your son. You lost your wife and your best friend, and your best friend's
yeah.
the one who, you know, oh man,
he stepped up.
Well, don't, you know, look, you know, let's not keep talking about what happened. It's what's going to happen from here. And I think Gene will agree with me that it took big old balls for you to make this call today. Am I right, Gene? Or Kyle?
Oh, yeah. I mean, no, it's not easy to confront your kind of past demons. But, you know, I'm just kind of still in shock. Like, I'm not the kind of person that you know, handles, I guess, you know, new information very well, you know.
I got you. All right. You two can pick it up from here, ever how you want to. I know Kyle told us he had to be in work in 3 minutes at 7:45. So we'll let you go, Gene, and maybe Kyle will check in with you later on, okay?
All right. Thank you, everybody. Again, thank you for everything.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank
all right.
You.
Thanks to both of you.
And you're welcome to
thank
both
you.
Of you.
Both of you. Thank you.
Both.
I couldn't tell who was who at the end. I couldn't tell Kyle from Gene and Gene from
a little confusing there.
Yeah.
What if he comes back in? I don't know whose kid it is at that point. Daddy's back.
I mean, it's not gonna be the way it was, certainly. But at least, you know, look, the huge weight that was lifted off on him. I mean, that's what it takes. Now, did that throw some weight onto Gene? Because he's like, oh boy, here we go again. This whole thing's starting up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
The Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise. Thank you to everybody who called Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted. Ladies, slide into Nine's DMs. He's tired of just dudes.
I didn't say that. I just said that keeps my ego in check.
Well, I'm saying that for you.
Oh, okay.
I'd that's like your fine. Attitude to be a little better.
That's fine.
You've been good. I think today's show was good for the most part.
I think it was. That was great. People seem to love the photo of Matt, which you can see at facebook.com/riseguys or at the Rise Guys on Twitter, Instagram, or N-I-N-E from T-R-G on Snap if you want to look there.
Solid. Solid as a rock. Tomorrow, Thursday, an all-new Facebook fuss. No need for clapping. That'll be tomorrow for Thursday. And that'll be, of course, on video at facebook.com/riseguys. Also, the P1 payoff. Paige will have that for you here momentito. That'll go through 5 o'clock today and on throughout the end of the week. But right now, we have some winning to do, I understand.
Yeah, we have another pair of NTK NHRA Carolina Nationals tickets for Z-Max Dragway in Charlotte this coming Saturday.
What?
And now,
how?
Nine's TSL question of the day.
Yes.
I was angry at Fatboy yesterday over what television program? Text the name of the show to the carolinavapormill.com text line at 72341. That's 72341. 93rd correct answer. Going to be a winner today.
And win those Z-Max tickets for this coming weekend in Charlotte. And that hatchet's buried now. The two of you are good again.
Hey, man.
The only feud right now is just Paige and I, who has the biggest ego. It's the only
feud. I'll
let
you
feud.
Take the honors.
All right. Well, speaking of her and her ego, she's going to rock you at work today. Me and mine will tell you that Fatboy will be at 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind will go live at 6. Thank you all for listening. Have a blessed day. And tell it, guys, it is good.
Here it comes. A 93-minute rock block is locked and loaded. It begins next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.